Blog Talk Radio.
Focusing on, and then again,
we've like looked at all the shows that we had previously, and you know, we wanted to talk about what we've learned and how we've grown,
yeah,
and what we still want to change.
Like a flower.
Yeah, so a little
over
flower.
The seasons, a little flower drum song.
I know. What were you? You're such a nun. But there was one thing that I was speaking about while we were eating dinner tonight, our crazy smorgasbord.
I know, crazy. I'm hungry at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I don't know what to get.
That's the best kind of dinner to have, that I'm hungry at Trader Joe's, because
yeah,
you get like five crazy things that don't go together, but they end up going.
Yes, yes.
And Oktoberfest beer, I can't believe it's out.
Yes, yeah.
So as we go into the fall, which I think we could definitely say brings about change, because just when it's physically happening out there,
yeah,
you see it. But I always felt like I felt it. And I,
yeah,
you and I used to talk about this too.
Yeah.
I was actually talking about this with a good friend of mine a while back, how because everything's dying, it's like releasing energy.
Yeah.
And you can like feel that energy. Or just, I would,
yeah,
just always get that feeling when fall would hit, there would be like something inside of me like,
wah!
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, because, you know, summer, we lose a minute every day of daylight. And back in the days, and during the lunar cycles,
right,
and the seasonal cycles, the beginning of the year was Halloween.
That's right. Some,
yeah,
people don't know that, or,
yeah,
yeah, that aren't too clear. And that would be when it would be harvest time, and you,
yeah,
want to plant. I'm tying this all together. Plant and sow. So what are we going to plant for the fall? Here's something. I'll start.
Okay.
I was just discussing with our producer, Heather, about my little trip I have coming up on Saturday with some of the people, my department that I work with. I'm going to Costa Rica.
Woo!
Thrilled. As a photographer, I've always wanted to be in a rainforest and take pictures of that and experience it. So there's going to be one major thing that I'm going to do that I've never done before, and it is kind of scary. But I'm a little scared, but I'm more excited, and I'm using it as almost like a symbolic gesture to release fear from my life, or maybe some more fear. So I'm going to be ziplining through the canopy. There's 11 platforms and 10 cords.
Yes.
We start really, really, really high above the trees. Above the capuchin monkeys, above the poisonous snakes. They're all in there. They're all chilling. As long as they're cool and I'm cool and we don't have to cross paths, we're fine. And I'll probably be going too fast for like a jaguar to jump out and get me.
Jaguar. One hope.
But I honestly, you know, I'm going to stand on that platform. I don't know how high it is, but I know it's crazy high. And I'm taking the zip lining as me stepping up to fear, because I know that I still have a lot of it in my life in regards to many different things. And as soon as they give me a push and I go, and I'm letting it all go, you know, and I'm seeing it as, if I'm not afraid to zip line through the Costa Rican rainforest, then why should I be afraid to go online and make a dating profile and meet some guys?
I know.
And why is that holding me back? And I know, and I learned this from our girly show, Raspberry Swirl,
yeah,
that the basis of the core of me not putting myself out there like that is definitely because I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I know that it's fear-based. I know that I'm scared to open myself up. I know that I'm scared to trust guys in that way, and to put myself out there and be vulnerable. Anyone who's doing that now, I tip my hat to you, because I know I'm still having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Even if it's not particularly working, you're still out there doing it, and that's a plus. So, because I'm not. So it would take me to jump through the trees on a rope tied to a zip line to let that go. And then I'm saying, if I can do this and deal with it, then why would I be afraid of A, B, and C? All,
yeah,
these little things in my life. There's no reason to be afraid. That's what I'm... That's what,
it's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
I won't be afraid.
I won't be afraid, because I am, and I don't want to anymore. So the zip line for me is not just a crazy, cool excursion that was organized by the job, which is very cool, but it's also me. I'm doing it as, I always, you know, because I always have to add something to something. Everything,
yeah,
is meaning to me. That's just how I am in my life, you know. The sandwich means something. So that, I'm kind of using that because I love symbols and symbolic stuff, and that to me is like a symbolic thing. Is what I'm so the zip lining. There'll be pictures, and I will put some up on our show page.
Yeah.
Crazy picture.
Well, Paula Deen can do it.
Everybody can. Why not?
Just like if Paula Deen can lose 30 pounds, what the frack is wrong with her?
Well, I have watched, here, go back to our other show, Pancake. Let's go back to Pancake. I have lost another 10, and it was all because of my doctor and his advice to be low carb, which I, you know, gave him a big stink eye for.
Yeah.
Because I was like, rah, rah, rah.
That's all just smoke
like,
and mirrors.
Whatever,
and
doctor, so-and-so.
Snake oil.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Guess what it does.
Eat whole grains.
Yeah.
They work.
Yeah, guess what they did it. I made me gain weight last year. All I ate were whole grains, and I gained 10 pounds. So I stopped. It's low and no, because there are times where I do eat carbohydrates because
yeah.
You know, I want to look them in the face and be like, dude, I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
If I'm out on the boardwalk with my friends last weekend, you better believe I'm going to have some twisty ice cream because that stuff's delicious.
You're not a centurion.
No.
You have feelings, like number six.
If you go to the Jersey Shore and you don't have soft serve, there's something wrong with you. I happily ate that. But to keep it low and no carb for me actually worked. And that was just something that was, that must be the way, again, my body's made up or genetics.
Yeah.
And sad but true, and he's right, and when I go and see him in a week, I'll be like, yeah, it worked, I know. So I've been able to deal with it rather well. You know, at first I definitely felt the total sadness.
Yeah.
I think because every few weeks I'll have something.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because you can't totally erase it from your life. You're still a human.
Yeah.
You're still doing your thing. But Little Flower, what would you like to speak on?
I don't know. Actually, all these episodes are available on iTunes.
Oh, good.
FYI.
If you've missed any.
If you've missed any, they're either archived or on iTunes because I do get asked.
I do get asked,
they're
too.
On iTunes under Authentic You Media,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, parlays into our whole season finale because Michelle is working on rebranding everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, come September or something.
We like rebranding.
Yeah, so that's exciting. So that's why I want to see what happens.
That's evolution right there.
Yeah, I want to see what happens with that before we start our new season.
Yeah, the change. Walking to dinner, what did you want to
say? Oh, my gosh. That list I had at the beginning of the season.
What
I felt
girl
like,
or little boy are you?
I know. I felt like I didn't do most of it. Like, I got everything together with school, and then I had that whole Cipro incident.
I know. There was,
where I was sick.
You got some crazy weirdness illness.
Yeah.
That kind of hit you from, like, backhanded. Which isn't cool.
Yeah, then after that, it was just, like, so unfocused, just eating everything in sight. And I'm still going to the gym and stuff, but I'm not getting results because I'm just, you know, eating and everything was feeling out of control, and I felt like, ugh, you know, which is, you know, a result of, I don't know, I know the stuff, it's one of those things where you know what to do to get you to the next level,
right.
And know the steps you have to take and the sacrifices you have to make, and you know they work. Yet why do you not do them? Like, well, I had to really analyze, am I feeling lonely? Am I feeling trapped? Am I feeling...
All those things can add into
am I feeling... What emotion is all connected to the way I'm treating my body right now? And I know it has a lot to do with dating and stuff like that. You know, I said to myself this morning, and you said this on Cruel...
Yeah.
The boys show for the relationship roundtable. I said that I'm not ready and I never had a plan to have someone in my life. It was never in the life plan.
Right.
And I said to myself again today, because me and my friend on Monday over a bottle of, you know, bottle of nice red.
There's always a bottle of something.
Yeah, which is a big problem too with me these days. So that's going to have to go out the door for a while.
Take a little break.
Yep.
A little fiver.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, do another, like after New Orleans, do another 30-day, 30-night thing.
Yeah.
I'm me and only two other people out of the 15 people.
There
I
was
only survived, yeah.
The story is I traveled with the volleyball team to their New Orleans tournament, and we had some partying that went down, and I guess you guys all made a, like, resolution. To stay un-alcoholed for a month.
Yep.
And it didn't work except for three of you?
Two.
Oh, jeez.
Something. I have to verify with Regina George on that one.
I
think she kept tally better than I did because I was just proud. I got to 30.
I'm proud, too. That's
funny. I know I can
do
it.
You can do it. You have done it.
Yeah.
You can.
But I said to myself, as we were talking, he was saying, and he's like 23, he knows, you know, which means, you know, nothing about the world.
Young people,
them. So he's 23, and he just got out of a serious relationship, and he lived with the guy and all that stuff, which I, you know, of course, me, I'm just all like...
I'd be like, what's happening?
I know, I gave him all the Miss Wendy realness I could. Well, I'm like, first of all, you're a donkey for doing that. Second of all, you checked out of that relationship 6 months into it, and when your friend was asked, when he was originally my friend, was asking me what he should do about you, and when I would have broken up with you,
mm-hmm.
when you stopped having sex with me 6 months ago.
6 months?
Yeah, so they were both donkeys and co-signers in that, but
so
that's an aside.
Like, so it's like two people totally unhappy just staying like
Yeah.
I'll never understand.
Me neither.
Here's something that if everyone could take the if I'm in an unhealthy situation pledge right now,
I just
came up with this in my brain right now. Okay, so if you like this situation, are doing something that you're not happy with,
yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if we go back, stupid Mercury's in retrograde again, and a retrograde is just a meaning to reflect on what's working and what's not, and all this stuff. So that's the state I'm in. But I say all that to say that he went to me. He wants to find something serious and not slut around, as he put it.
Oh,
and I go, you're fracking 23. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, that's what your 20s are for, being drunk and waking up next to someone you don't know in a dirty apartment in the middle of the...
But doing it safely.
Yes, in the middle of Long Island City, wondering how you're going to get back to Jersey.
Yikes.
Anyway,
as an aside, safe.
Yes, but he wants something serious, and he's like, you seem to be a person that wants something serious too. And I go, I think the exact opposite is true.
You don't want something serious.
No.
You officially know that now.
I said to myself, there's two things I said to myself today, and I think over the past couple of days, and driving up back from Baltimore, because, you know.
Well, that's like a 4 hour
long
drive.
My co-pilot was asleep most of the drive.
The whole point of a co-pilot is to not be asleep.
But yeah.
It's okay. It happens. Especially when it's a long drive.
So, one is I'm not ready to, I don't think I have what it takes to give and focus on dating someone and build a relationship. And two, I'm too honest to be a cheater. Like, I know myself, and I know I'm always looking, and I know I'm always, even if I'm with someone, I may think about someone else.
You're not interested in monogamy.
Not yet.
Okay.
So, but I'm honest. Like,
I'm glad you're saying this. I think it's really cool that you're being that honest.
Yeah.
People wouldn't be.
Because we had a discussion with the lesbian bartender there. It wasn't a gay place, but she was less like, hey, guys.
She
gave
just
us a
knew.
Free drink and
She's
stuff.
She's like my brother.
We're friends on Facebook now.
Oh,
so.
Facebook. Good old Facebook.
Good old Facebook. And I have to go visit her again, but I don't know how if I'm going on this damn diet. Anyway.
It's all good.
But we had this discussion because I've never been the cheater.
Right.
I've always been the cheaty, though. I've had guys cheat on other guys with me, and I've always co-signed and been okay with that. But if I had to be honest with myself, I could never do it to someone.
I know, that would...
I have to decide. I'm not ready for a relationship.
Okay.
I didn't mean to go on that rant about.
No, well, it's part of it too. And then that's something that we could definitely say that you like discovered from it.
And it's all the plus. There's the ongoing body issues and stuff, and just it's so. I'm in a bad place when I look in the mirror right now.
Okay.
I will say that.
Okay.
In a very bad place. And whenever I'm out and there's someone, quote unquote, I think is better looking, or if I'm on a site or something,
right.
I just go, there's never going to be a chance, or I don't look good enough and all that stuff. So that's where I am right now.
Okay.
It's not a good place, but I'm open and
but
honest enough with myself.
Thing. Yeah, but even if you're, and that's like a really good point I think you're making, even if anyone who's listening now besides us is not in a good place, then at least you realize it. And that's so important. And the self-awareness is number one, the first.
Yeah.
You know, the knowing is... Acknowledge its power. I'm trying to remember that. Like,
knowing you.
So what is that? Knowledge is power.
Yeah,
like,
something like
it's
that.
Like the more you know, like that Saturday morning, like PSA thing.
The more you know.
But it's true. As silly as it sounds, and it is very simple, but it's also so true.
Yeah.
Because that's how you begin to look at it all and change.
So true.
Yeah, and see where you're gonna, you know, see where you're gonna go with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you know, I'm glad, and that's the whole point of this show that we wanted to share with everybody is our lives, what we're going through, what we have to, you know, what's going on in us right now, and then hopefully other people out there can identify, and then we want to hear from you guys and you share.
Yeah.
And kind of like everyone kind of finding the humor in it and working all together.
Yeah, because I get in that place where I see people who basically, you know, look really good but don't necessarily have to make the sacrifices that other people, like, say,
like
you and
naturally.
I. Yes, they can eat sandwiches.
They're allowed to eat carbs.
They can eat carbs and be done with it.
Oh, what's that like?
They can eat carbs and look like a gymnast. But we eat carbs and look like gymnasts.
You know what, but then that's the reality. And I'll face it, and I have, and I've accepted it, and I've learned to live with it, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm more than okay with it. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah.
About a lot of things about that. And I'm also, and I know, and even if we look like we're opposites of each other, it almost kind of makes sense because we are like, you know, the twin stars over here.
Yeah.
But I know that I am ready to meet someone, but
good.
I'm still kind of a little, I still haven't made the profile yet. So what's holding me back? What, you know?
Yeah.
Because at first I was making excuses, and I was like, oh, I have a good picture.
Yeah.
And then my good friend at work, Lauren, at the USA ball of my job, took some pictures of me on purpose before we went to the party and said, now we're going to take pictures of you for your profile so you stop complaining.
Yeah.
And now I have some, but now I still haven't done
that's
it.
That's a little push up the 11.
That's my push up the top platform. So then I'm like, so now what's my other excuse, you know? So that's the thing. And then I'm like, well, I'm going away, so I won't do it now.
Yeah.
But that's
just what it is.
Yeah. I'm looking for the answers. It sucks me in the top of the Costa Rican cloud forest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. And I feel more hopeful now. Last time I tried this last go around of putting myself out there, it did not end well at all. It was very bad. Very bad. Perhaps I chose the wrong site. Perhaps I met some of the wrong guys.
Yeah.
Yes and yes to both of those.
Yeah.
But now I'm ready to try again and to not be negative, or to really work hard to not be negative.
Dust yourself off and try again, Aaliyah.
That's the dusting noise. Can everyone hear that?
Get that dirt off your shoulder.
Exactly. Oh,
been on the site. Well, I shouldn't call it a site. It's more of an app, and I don't know why I have it, because it's just a way to platform, hit myself in a with a face with a plank.
Oh, no.
Self-esteem. The Grindr thing, and
what is Grindr?
It's this lovely app that Rick Santorum is to get caught. He gets coffee on.
Huh.
Whatever. He's at Chick-fil-A on Grindr.
Chick-fil-A. Oh, that's.
Oh, as an aside, since we're on it, to make it topical.
Yes.
I understand bemoaning people supporting Chick-fil-A. So why don't we do the opposite? Go to Frackin' Target. Buy Oreos. Go to the damn Starbucks that's in there and stop complaining about these people who go to Chick-fil-A. Do the opposite reaction. Support. I've been trying to preach this on Facebook since about the whole thing. Stop posting stuff about it. Just go take the action. Do a simple act. Buy a fracking pack of Oreos since they're out. KFC has supported us now.
Oh, KFC came out of
counter,
chicken for gay people.
Yeah.
All right.
To counter freaking Chick-fil-A.
Go KFC then.
You know, and just go to Starbucks. Do something as simple as that. Know who our allies are in the corporate world and support them instead of wasting all your time typing all this crap on Facebook at people at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're going to get their, look, honest. Soy sandwiches are delicious.
Yeah.
But now
they're deliciously full of Christian hate.
They're deliciously full of homophobia.
Yes. That's what makes them tasty.
But now, you know, again, I wouldn't feel right going, but then I would do, you know, I do like
walk by eating KFC.
Throw Oreos.
Throw Oreos at
them. But again, Target, I know Target before had
a little kerfuffle.
Yeah, so did they do a regime change?
No, they have
gay wedding registry.
Yeah, they retracted, admitted they were... They saw the error of their ways.
Well, amen.
Hallelujah to that. Alternate. So even Amazon, buy something on Amazon, people. Jeff Bezos said he donated like $2.5 million
to marriage
equality in Washington State.
Excellent.
And
we love Amazon.
Bill Gates gave money all that stuff. So
that's what I like to hear. Well, that's the other part. It's like everyone's focusing on the negative, and that's like a general population issue that's unfortunate. And us as humans get sucked into it.
Yeah.
We all have, I'm not going to lie. Once someone starts complaining about something, because it's like a mob mentality, and then everyone will start jumping in and be like, yeah, they suck, and I hate this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like a huge monster of frustration. But, you know, let them have their chicken and pickles.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fighting the good fight for the right way to be.
Yes.
Exactly. Whew. So that's a pretty good thing, I think.
Yes.
You know, but I like that. Like we were saying before, we're both really being honest about how we are right now.
Yeah.
What we want to project into the future as the 2 minutes tick down.
Dun dun dun.
On our last show for the season. When are we back? Do you
maybe
know?
The third week of September. I want to see how this whole rebrand goes for
authentic
you. I'm very.
For anyone wondering, and all our eager and very dedicated fans out there, you know, most of you know us, so you could ask us when we tell you.
Yes.
But for the people who don't, and that's really cool to have fans that we don't know.
Yes.
Just pay attention to the Facebook page.
Yes.
Start rolling around and all that.
Yeah, don't give us any BS that you're not on Facebook or paying attention to it.
Fuck not on Facebook. There are some people, apparently.
There are people with Facebook who act like they don't pay attention.
I know, it happens. It happens.
Anyway.
Yeah, but what we want to, again, what we want to put out there positivity-wise is forward.
Yes.
You know, and I know there's going to be low points for both of us, even if you're in one now and I'm not. It's a road.
Yes.
That's not a straight line, because that would be boring. And
yes.
We wouldn't learn anything.
Exactly.
So, again, we're here to learn, live, laugh, and have fun.
Yes. Will we ever date again? But that will be something you'll see in the next season.
Maybe I'll have a story for you.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on the Facebook page. There'll be pictures of me flying through the trees.
Yes.
And lots of more stuff to come around. Thank you guys for listening again. We'll be back in the fall. Take care.
All right.